The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, by William Shakespeare. Act 5, Scene 1. A churchyard. Enter two clowns with spades, etc.
Is she to be buried in Christian burial that willfully seeks her own salvation?
I tell thee she is, so make her grave straight. The crowner hath sat on her and finds it Christian burial.
How can that be unless she drowned herself in her own defense?
Why, 'tis found so.
It must be se offendendo. It cannot be else. For here lies the point. If I drown myself wittingly, it argues an act, and an act hath three branches. It is to act, to do, to perform. Argal, she drowned herself wittingly.
Nay, but hear you, goodman Delver.
Give me leave. Here lies water. Good. Here stands the man. Good. If the man go to this water and drown himself, it is, will he, nil he. He goes. Mark you that. But if the water come to him and drown him, he drowns not himself. Argal, he that is not guilty of his own death shortens not his own life.
But is this law?
Aye, marry is't, crowner's quest law.
Will you have the truth, aunt? If this had not been a gentlewoman, she should have been buried out of Christian burial.
Why, there thou sayest, and that more pity that great folk should have countenance in this world to drown or hang themselves, more than they're even Christian. Come, my spade, there is no ancient gentleman but gardeners, ditchers, and gravemakers. They hold up Adam's profession.
Was he a gentleman?
He was the first that ever bore arms.
Why, he had none.
What, art a heathen? How dost thou understand the scripture? The scripture says, Adam digged. Could he dig without arms? If you answerest me not to the purpose, confess thyself.
Go to.
What is he that builds stronger than either the mason, the shipwright, or the carpenter?
A gallows maker, for that frame outlives a thousand tenants.
I like thy wit well, in good faith. The gallows does well, but how does it well? It does well to those that do in. Now thou dost ill to say the gallows is built stronger than the church. Argal, the gallows may do well to thee. Toot, come again.
Who builds stronger than a mason, a shipwright, or a carpenter?
Aye, tell me that, eunuch.
Marry, now I can tell.
Toot.
Mass, I cannot tell.
Enter Hamlet and Horatio, at a distance.
Cudgel thy brains no more about it, for your dull ass will not mend his pace with beating, and when you are asked this question next, say, a grave maker. The houses that he makes last till doomsday. Go, get thee to Johann. Fetch me a stoup of liquor.
Exit second clown. First clown digs and sings.
In youth, when I did love, me thought it was very sweet to contract, the time for a me behove. Me thought there was nothing meet.
Has this fellow no feeling of his business, that he sings grave-making?
Custom hath made it in him a property of easiness.
'Tis e'en so. The hand of little employment hath a daintier sense.
Sings.
But age with his stealing steps hath clawed me in his clutch, and hath shipped me into the land, as if I had never been such.
Throws up a skull.
That skull had a tongue in it, and could sing once how the knave jowls it to the ground, as if it were Cain's jawbone that did the first murder. It might be the pate of a politician which this ass now o'erreaches. One that would circumvent God, might it not?
It might, my lord.
Or of a courtier, which could say, Good morrow, sweet lord. How dost thou, good lord? This might mean, by lord, such a one that praised my lord such a one's horse, when he meant to beg in it, might it not?
Aye, my lord.
Why, e'en so. And now my lady worms, chapless, and knocked about the mazard with a sexton's spade. Here's fine revolution. And we add the trick to seat. Did these bones cost no more the breeding, but to play at loggards with them? Mine ache to think on't.
Sings.
A pickaxe and a spade for a shrouding sheet. A pit of clay to be made, for such a guest is meet.
Throws up another skull.
There's another. Why may not that be the skull of a lawyer? Where be his quiddities now, his quillets, his cases, his tenures, and his tricks? Why does he suffer this rude knave now to knock him about the sconce with a dirty shovel, and will not tell him of his action of battery? This fellow might be in time a great buyer of land, with his statues, his recognizances, his fines, his double vouchers, his recoveries. Is this the fine of his fines, and the recovery of his recoveries, to have his fine pate full of fine dirt? Will his vouchers vouch him no more of his purchases? And double ones, too, than the length and breadth of a pair of indentures. The very conveyances of his land will hardly lie in this box. And must the interior himself have no more, huh?
Not a jot more, my lord.
Is not parchment made of sheepskins?
Aye, my lord, and of calfskins, too.
They are sheep and calves which seek out assurance in that. I will speak to this fellow. Whose grave is this, sirrah?
Mine, sir.
Sings.
Oh, a pit of clay to be made, for such a guest is meet.
I think it be thine indeed, for thou liest in't.
You lie out on't, sir, and therefore it is not yours. For my part, I do not lie in it, and yet it is mine.
Thou dost lie in't, to be in't, and say it is thine. 'Tis for the dead, not for the quick. Therefore thou liest.
'Tis a quick lie, sir. 'Twill away again, from me to you.
What man dost thou dig it for?
For no man, sir.
What woman, then?
For none neither.
Who is to be buried in't?
One that was a woman, sir, but rest her soul, she's dead.
How absolute the knave is. We must speak by the card, or equivocation will undo us. By the Lord, Horatio, these 3 years I have taken note of it. The age is grown so picked that the toe of the peasant comes so near the heel of the courtier he gaffs his kibe. How long hast thou been a grave-maker?
Of all the days of the year, I came to it that day that our last King Hamlet overcame Fortinbras.
How long is that since?
Cannot you tell that? Every fool can tell that. It was the very day that young Hamlet was born, he that is mad and sent into England.
Aye, marry, why was he sent into England?
Why, because he was mad. He shall recover his wits there, or, if he do not, it's no great matter there.
Why?
'Twill not be seen in him there. There the men are as mad as he.
How came he mad?
Very strangely, they say.
How strangely?
Faith, e'en with losing his wits.
Upon what ground?
Why, here in Denmark. I have been sexton here, man and boy, 30 years.
How long will a man lie in the earth ere he rot?
If faith, if he be not rotten before he die, as we have many pocky courses nowadays that will scarce hold the laying in, he will last you some 8 or 9 year. A tanner will last you 9 year.
Why he more than another?
Why, sir, his hide is so tanned with his trade that he will keep out water a great while, and your water is a sore decayer of the horse and dead body. Here's a skull now. This skull has lain in the earth 23 years.
Whose was it?
A horse and mad fellow's it was. Whose do you think it was?
Nay, I know not.
A pestilence on him for a mad rogue. I poured a flagon of Rhenish on my head once. This same skull, sir, was Yorick's skull, the king's jester.
This?
In that.
Let me see.
Takes the skull.
Oh, alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio, a fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy. He hath borne me on his back 1,000 times. And now? How abhorred in my imagination it is, my gorge rims at it. He hung those lips, I have kissed I know not how oft. Where be your jibes now, your gambols, your songs, your flashes of merriment that were wont to set the table on a roar? Not one now to mock your own grinning. Quite chapfallen. Now, get you to my lady's chamber, and tell her. Let her paint an inch thick, to this favour she must come. Make her laugh at that. Prithee, Horatio, tell me one thing.
What's that, my lord?
Dost thou think Alexander looked o' this fashion in the earth?
E'en so.
And smelt so? Oh!
Puts down the skull.
E'en so, my lord.
To what base uses we may return, Horatio? Why may not imagination trace the noble dust of Alexander till he find it stopping a bunghole?
'Twere to consider too curiously to consider so.
No, faith, not a jot. But to follow him thither with modesty enough and likelihood to lead it? As thus, Alexander died, Alexander was buried. Alexander returneth into dust, the dust is of earth. Of earth we make loam. And why of that loam, whereto he was converted, might they not stop a beer barrel? Imperious Caesar, dead, turned to clay, might stop a hole to keep the wind away. Oh, that that earth, which kept the world in awe, should patch a wall to expel the winter flaw. Soft, but soft aside, here comes the king.
Enter priest, etc., in procession, the corpse of Ophelia, Laertes, and mourners following, King Claudius, Queen Gertrude, their trains, etc.
The queen, the courtiers? Who is this they follow? And with such maimed rites, this doth betoken the course they follow did with desperate hand fordo its own life. 'Twas of some estate. Couch we a while and mark.
Retiring with Horatio.
What ceremony else?
That is, Laertes, a very noble youth. Mark.
Her obsequies have been as far enlarged as we have warranties. Her death was doubtful. And, but that great command o'ersways the order, she should in ground and sanctified have lodged till the last trumpet. For charitable prayers, shards, flints and pebbles should be thrown on her. Yet here she is allowed her virgin rites, her maiden instruments, and the bringing home of bell and burial.
Must there no more be done?
No more be done. We should profane the service of the dead to sing a requiem and such rest to her as to peace-parted souls.
Lay her in the earth, and from her fair and unpolluted flesh may violets spring. I tell thee, churlish priest, a ministering angel shall my sister be when thou liest howling.
What's a fair Ophelia?
Sweets to the sweet. Farewell.
Scattering flowers.
I hoped thou shouldst have been my Hamlet's wife. I thought thy bride-bed to have decked sweet maid, and not have strewed thy grave.
Oh, treble woe fall 10 times treble on that cursed head, whose wicked deed thy most ingenious sense deprived thee of. Hold off the earth a while, till I have caught her once more in mine arms.
Leaps into the grave.
Now, pile your dust upon the quick and dead, till of this flat a mountain you have made, to o'ertop old Pelion, or the skyish head of blue Olympus.
Advancing.
What is he whose grief bears such an emphasis? whose phrase of sorrow conjures the wandering stars and makes them stand like wonder-wounded hearers. This is I, Hamlet the Dane.
Leaps into the grave.
The devil take thy soul.
Grappling with him.
Thou prayest not well, I prithee. Take thy fingers from my throat. For though I am not splentive and rash, yet I have something in me dangerous, which let thy wiseness fear. Hold off thy hand!
Pluck them asunder.
Hamlet! Hamlet!
Gentlemen!
Could my lord be quiet?
The attendants part them, and they come out of the grave.
Why, I will fight with him upon this theme until my eyelids will no longer wag.
Oh, my son, what theme?
I loved Ophelia. 40,000 brothers could not, with all their quantity of love, make up my sum. What wilt thou do for her?
Oh, he's mad, Laertes.
For love of God, forbear him.
Swoons! Show me what thou do. Would weep? Would fight? Would fast? Would tear thyself? Would drink up easel? Eat a crocodile? I'll do't. Dost thou come here to whine? To outface me with leaping in her grave? Be buried quick with her, and so will I. And if thou prate of mountains, let them throw millions of acres on us, till our ground, singeing his pate against the burning zone, make Ossa like a wart. Nay, and thou'lt mouth, I'll rant as well as thou.
This is mere madness, and thus a while the fit will work on him. Anon, as patient as the female dove, when that her golden couplets are disclosed, his silence will sit drooping.
Hear you, sir. What is the reason that you use me thus? I loved you ever. But it is no matter, let Hercules himself do what he may. The cat will mew, and dog will have his day.
Exit Hamlet.
I pray you, good Horatio, wait upon him.
Exit Horatio. To Laertes.
Strengthen your patience in our last night's speech. We'll put the matter to the present push. Good Gertrude, set some watch over your son. This grave shall have a living monument. An hour of quiet shortly shall we see. Till then, in patience our proceeding be.
Exeunt.